The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I'm your host, Rebecca Miller. And my co-host today is Sabina Miller. Sabina, are we related, sister?
No. Wait a minute. I'm so flattered you said sisters. I thought you were going to say great-grandmother and great-grandchild.
Never. Sabina is a Project Independence member from Great Neck, and you've been, you're a member of the Great Neck Advisory Board, and you also host a television show?
Yes, for seniors.
Okay, and where could one find that television show?
In the town of North Hempstead. It's public access.
So it's public access TV.
If you have cablevision, it's channel 20. And if you have Verizon or Horizon or whatever the other one is, I think it's 37. And it's a program for seniors by senior. And I interview people who have a service, not necessarily that, you know, you have to pay for it, but who do something for seniors, who help them.
Okay. It's very much like Project Independence.
Very much, very much. And my theme is, and they asked me to do it because I'm the oldest person at the station, and I'm involved in like 6-7 nonprofits. If you don't use it, you lose it. You have to get out. This is where you can go, what you can do. We have a club in Great Neck called the Romeos, Retired Old Men Eating Out.
You know what? Hold on to that thought a minute, because before we get into the services and programs, it's very similar to what we do with Project Independence. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what Project Independence is. Project Independence, of course, is an aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents and those who want to remain in their own homes as they age. We have transportation to food shopping and medical visits. We have minor home repair. And most importantly is we have community social work and community nursing services. Today, our guest is a community social worker for Project Independence who comes to us through JASA, who is one of our amazing partners that has been a partner here with Project Independence for many years, Danielle Galloway. And welcome, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
We're so happy that you're here because you are such an important part of Project Independence and an important part of the process to help seniors age in place, whether it's something you can do for them personally or some connection you can provide them. So we're so happy you're here today.
Thank you.
We're happy that you're part of Project Independence. After Danielle, I know we call you Danny, so.
Yes, Danny.
Danny.
I prefer it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good, Danny. After Danny's segment, we're going to be talking with Arisa Berg, who's an LMSW and the Director of Education and Prevention at Long Island Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. And we'll be talking to her about drugs and alcohol and abuse with the older population, because we are an aging in place initiative, and it does happen. You know, we always tell seniors, you're never too old to exercise, you're never too old to start something positive, and sometimes
change
things happen where, you know, there might be medications that come in and there's addiction as we age as well. So we'll be talking with them a little bit about that. 11 a.m. starts our old-time radio segment with Ozzy and Harriet. And then following that is, of course, Talk of the Town with Christina Liu, our senior, for Project Independence. She is the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the town of North Hempstead. She's also the radio show producer, but She came to Project Independence, Danny, as an intern, a social work intern, and now she's been here for many years, and she's a social worker, and she's the producer of the radio show, and she's a force with Project Independence and, you know, the success of Project Independence. So social work is really a key component of Project Independence. And I know that you are serving in two regions in the town of North Hempstead. And where might that be?
Well, I am the gerontological social worker for Region 6, which consists of Westbury and Carl Place and Newcastle, as well as Region 2, which would be Great Neck and Plandome and Manhasset.
Okay, so I know that, you know, with Project Independence, we have an office at Clinton Martin Park in New Hyde Park, but we do have regions throughout the town. We kind of break it up so that we're able to service those specific locations, and you, therefore, are in, I guess, two satellite offices. Where are those offices located?
Well, the Westbury office is in the Yes We Can Center, Community Center.
Right.
Which would be 141 Garden Street.
Okay.
In Westbury. And then I'm also located in the Great Neck Senior Center, which would be 80 Grace Avenue in Great Neck.
Okay, so the best way to really get in touch with Danny, though, is if you're 60 or over and you live in the town of North Hempstead, and there you have a question about Project Independence, a service, a program, all you do is call 311. You have to be calling from your home line to call 311. If not, you call 869-6311, and you will get immediately a live person at our call center. So somebody could call for any reason, you know, a senior, and that call will then create a service request and be sent to Paula Yule, who is also the Deputy Commissioner for Project Independence, and she will look at that call and kind of decipher what it's about, if it has more of a, you know, general informational type of request. That'll go to somebody else in the department. But if it has some kind of need service, that call will then be looked at and determine what region it's in. And if that region is Westbury Region or Great Neck or Call Place or Newcastle, Manhasset, Danny gets it.
That's correct.
You know, I would like to just say one thing to the listening audience. Being what I call a senior,
you super senior.
Oh, thank you. You're thinking it changes somewhere along the way, and I want to say to the other seniors out there, if you want to call, if you need to call, don't say, oh, I'm tired today, tomorrow I'll call, or I don't feel like talking. You know, I'll talk to my kids and see what they think. If you want to make the call, please do make it.
Right.
It's that's just why you're here, so, you know.
For sure.
That's right. That's why we're here. And, you know, there's so many different aspects of Project Independence, and certainly we can't do everything, but if there is, an issue or a situation, we will make sure that we connect you to that service, person, program, you know, and just kind of help out. So we don't just say, oh, I am sorry, Sabina. We don't do that. Good luck. We say, all right, you know what? We work with JASO. We work with Northwell. We work with all these different institutions. We have partners throughout the town. We have the county and even the state. We'll work on it and we'll help
you. So you're saying when they call you, it's like calling a department store. If you want underwear, it's there. If you want a coat, it's there. And an umbrella's there. You're an all service.
Except there's no charge. With Project
exactly.
Independence for the most part. So how long have you been with Project Independence now, Danny?
I would say I'm working on a year and a half.
Really? Gosh, it feels like you've been here for a while. I mean, I know that you've done a lot of stuff. You've actually, now you started out in the Westbury region, and you've now included you started in Great Neck.
I started out in Great Neck, yes.
Then went to Westbury, and then we said, you know what, how about you do both?
Both, right. And it's challenging, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be able to assist people in various regions with various difficulties, or help them to fulfill their potential, whatever that may be. And I appreciate being able to be the one to do that.
Yeah.
You know, to come into their homes or to speak with them on the telephone, and to be able to make their way a little bit easier, if possible. And we don't have all resources, but I definitely do research for individuals,
right.
And connect them and link them to sources that may in fact help them complete the task, or help them with their household maintenance issues or their family issues. It's hard for seniors to navigate through entitlement paperwork.
It's hard for anybody to work
or
through
recertification, right. Type of work, and so they can call for assistance, and I'll be glad to help them.
I know. I have a question. If you're dealing with seniors, you're dealing with married people, and you're dealing with widows and widowers.
Yes.
In the widow and widower range, are there many, many more calls from widows than from widowers? Do men ask for help, is what I'm saying?
Well, I would say that everyone asks for help, and it's all in how they ask. And it's my job to interpret what they're asking. And so I have to sometimes fish around, especially with individuals that aren't accustomed to asking for help. It's very it's delicate, and you know, you don't want to lose the connection, so
and they're not comfortable,
right? So it's my job to reassure that it's confidential, and that you know, there's no shame in asking, and that we may not have the answer immediately, but we can work on it together. And I believe that, you know, especially with seniors, that they feel that they can do it themselves, and if they can't do it themselves, then it's not to be done. So if they call and ask because you know, they've been shunned away in the past, or they've been led to an automated service that just keeps, you know, ringing or is consistently busy, that they're not going to get any help here either, but they'll give it a try. This is their one last shot. So I want to keep them in good spirits and feeling that there is someone listening and that there is help out there. And it's my job to maintain that communication to regardless of man or woman. And everybody has their own ideas of, you know, asking for help, but I try to be as helpful to reach them where they're at.
And if they ask for help in an area that is not your area of expertise, you can direct them to someone.
I can direct them, and I can also research for them. I think the absolute worst thing that anyone can say is that we don't have it or we can't get it. And so you know, even for myself, I mean, that's just across the board for anyone. So, you know, for me to say, I don't know, but I'll ask. I'm not sure, but I'll find out. I never just would shut someone down because there's always a resource out there.
No, I didn't mean that you would shut them down. I meant if you personally could not help them,
I would find
you
someone.
Direct them.
Sure.
To the right person.
Yes, it's a total, totally linkage and resource based initiative.
And also, if there's something that, you know, perhaps Danny doesn't have access to, you know, she'll also refer back to Paula or to Jolene Bowden, who is your director over at JASA. In a few seconds, we actually have to go to break. But one of the things I want to talk about when we come back is when somebody calls 311, say, for a transportation issue, and they're talking, maybe they're talking to Shari, who's our mobility manager, and through talking, you can kind of pick up on, you know, maybe there's some other things. So sometimes when people call 311, it's not necessary for social work services, but the call really, you know, you can kind of tell there are some other issues there. But we are going to take our first break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, and we will be right back.